Cheney really set the tone on the opening kickoff. Your team really settled in that second quarter, made some big stops. They had some, but Cheney just with some big plays tonight with their length at receiver, and that was really pretty much the story tonight here against a very good Cheney team.
It was. They had some kids that stepped up and played well, and I thought we matched up pretty well besides that opening kickoff. I mean, I thought we played all right. But they had guys that weren't afraid to shield you or go up and get the ball and just flat play football. So.
And it was just one of those situations, a lot of jump balls. And you had your defenders kind of in the right spot for most of the night there, but it was really their receivers that were just making some outstanding plays. And for the most part, you guys defended them well in the past, but they, like I said, just made some really good plays.
They did. I mean, that quarterback put the ball where only his receiver could get it, and they went up and got the ball, and yeah.
Well, in offense, you tried to go outside here tonight, and I think Cheney's speed really showed tonight, and Parker Gooden was really scrambling for his life pretty much the entire night, and this is a team that had a lot of size, but also had a lot of speed to go with that size.
They did. They were quick, and that was something we knew that would coming in. You know, if we weren't going to sustain blocks or anything like that, that they were going to eat us up. They were fast off the edge. They were pinching defensive ends, and they had some kids that could play.
And, you know, you're down 14-7. You have to feel like you're right there. Had a big momentum play there at the end of the first half when Cheney was looking like they were going to go down and score, and a big interception by Isaac Tarango there in that end of the first half. And then you guys kind of get the ball to get the start the second half, a big sack on third down and some penalties there. You get the roughing the punter, just were unable to sustain anything in that second half.
It is. It's one of those situations where you can't really shoot yourself in the foot. Get behind the chains. You know, you miss an assignment here or there, and it leads to a bad gain or slowing yourself down or anything like that. And it's one of those things that we battled all year, and it was something that we knew that we wouldn't be able to give up, and we lost the battle on that side. So,
and you know, it's tough to take away, or it's tough loss here to end the season. It's a lot of heartbreak there, especially for the seniors. This is it for them, and this is their final football game here in a Scott City uniform. But you know, five games in the year, you guys were 5-0, then dropped two in a row, or two game losing streak in the middle of the year. But you guys did a good job of riding the ship to get to where you were at here. And I think that just shows about the team really coming together. And, you know, some seniors stepping up there when really you kind of felt like maybe your guys had your backs against the wall there toward the end of the regular season.
It did. Those seniors are really resilient. I mean, it could have been really easy for them to just roll over and accept that it's over and we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that or go anywhere. But they stepped up. They rallied their troops. You know, it's like we were talking last week sometime. These seniors have had a good run. They've had a lot of extra weeks of practice. And you hate to see them go out like they did. But, you know, they made the season – what they could, you know, they got the kids motivated to go on and keep playing football. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a fun season. You guys were kind of had some injuries that first time in a long time you dealt with those injuries, and those players really did step up, and it just shows what a team effort you guys had here. As we're joined here with Dakota Hayes here, final time, Beavers lose here tonight 38-7. Thanks as well for you guys all access all season long. It's been a fun season regardless of the outcome here tonight, and great group of kids, and thanks again as always.
Yep, thank you, Adam. Appreciate everything you do.